USA Radio News.
Four people are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House. A spokesperson for D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services have confirmed that two men and two women were transferred to area hospitals. A severe thunderstorm hit the D.C. region on Thursday. Senator Sinema has agreed to support the Democrats' economic bill, giving Democrats the 50 votes they need to pass the legislation in the coming days. In a statement, Sinema indicated that she won several changes to the tax provision of the package, including removing the tax on carry interest, which would have impacted hedge fund managers and private equity. The proposal would have raised $14 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency as cases got up to 6,600 nationwide. The declaration could facilitate access to emergency funds, allowing health agencies to collect more data about cases and vaccinations, accelerate vaccine distribution, and make it easier for doctors to prescribe treatment.
U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner learned her fate today in a Russian court.
Well, my parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities. And two, to work hard for everything that you have. That's why I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me. And that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
A Russian prosecutor said on Thursday, Brittany Griner was guilty. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Health officials are investigating a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in a Northern California county. 12 residents of Napa County have been diagnosed and hospitalized with the rare lung infection since July 11th. This is according to Napa County Public Health. Among those, one person has died and three people remain hospitalized. Legionella bacteria grows in warm water and can become a health concern when it spreads in man-made water systems like cooling towers, hot tubs, decorative fountains, and plumbing systems. Meta said it is focused on continuing to disrupt emerging cybersecurity threats, including, quote, perception hacking efforts that could attempt to create unjustified fears about the security of U.S. elections. This is all according to its new quarterly adversarial threat report. The report also revealed that the company had removed networks promoting misinformation and harassment in India, Indonesia, Greece, and South Africa. A jar of peanut butter was stuffed with something much less creamy when it triggered an alarm at a Pennsylvania airport. A Transportation Security Administration officer investigated the peanut butter mystery and discovered three vape canisters with marijuana wrapped in plastic bags. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.